أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور. فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا مأواكم النار هي مولاكم وبئس المصير. The day you will see the believers, men and women, with their lights running before them and by their sides, by their right sides, and the greetings will be congratulations today, gardens beneath which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and this is supreme achievement. And the day the munafiqeen, men and women, will say to the believers, wait for us, we may borrow some light from you. And it will be said to them, to the munafiqs, go back to the rear at the point where the light was being distributed. So go back and search for a light there. Then, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورِ اللَّهُ بَابُ. And whilst they will be returning, then a wall will be erected between the believers and the munafiqeen. The wall on the side of the believers will be mercy throughout, and on the side of the unbelievers or the munafiqeen, those who will be on the outside, it will be nothing but punishment. Then will the munafiqeen call out to the believers saying, weren't we with you? The believers will reply, yes, but you had put yourself into problems, into trials, and you awaited our ruin, and you were doubtful about the promises of Allah Ta'ala, and your wrong desires had deceived you until the command of Allah Ta'ala had issued, and the deceiver, Shaitan, had deceived you, turned you away from Allah Ta'ala. So this day, no ransom will be accepted of you, nor of the unbelievers, for your abode is Jahannam, and this is your companion, and what an evil end. There will be different occasions on the day of Qiyamah, different processes that people will go, the processes of trials. Sometimes the deeds are being weighed, sometimes the book of deeds are being distributed, sometimes the faces are being darkened or brightened. So, in marching up towards the trial, the unbelievers will just fall into Jahannam, and the believers in the munafiqeen, they will continue. And they will come to a point where some light will be given. So the believers will receive the light and move on. And the munafiqeen also will be given some type of light. As they approach the bridge that will lead them to Jannah, the believers' light will go, will continue, and they will cross over right until they reach into Jannah. And as for the munafiqeen, and as they come, and as they approach the bridge, where they really required that light, then the light of theirs will be extinguished. So these munafiqeen will then call out to the believers, that wait, let us borrow some light from you. So the believers will tell them, that the right thing is, you go to the point where light was being distributed, and you will find some light there. So as they return, in the meanwhile, between the believers and the unbelievers, that is the munafiqeen, there will be a wall that will be erected, a barrier between the both, and on the side of the believers will be mercy throughout. On the end of the unbelievers, it will be punishment right through. So an appropriate punishment on account of their behavior. Outwardly they had shown iman, and within their hearts they have concealed disbelief. So they were trying to fool and deceive, and they've got a punishment that is in conformity with their type of behavior. They tried to deceive, and now they were deceived. But initially they are given a light, and then when they require the light the most, that light is going to be extinguished. So it created some hope in them, and thereafter their hopes were completely broken down. And Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says that who are these munafiqeen? Says that one is the munafiqeen that appeared in the day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So their disbelief was clear. So these people will fall into Jahannam immediately. But then the munafiqeen that appeared in later days, then because their nifaq and hypocrisy cannot be made out by the normal person, how are we to work out what a person is concealing in his heart? So when we can't work that out, these people will appear like believers on the day of Qiyamah. So outwardly it would seem that they are amongst the believers, though really they were concealing disbelief. But what will be the behavior of this munafiqeen? The Muslim Muhammad Shafi Sahib says that it will be that class of people who tried to give an interpretation for the different injunctions according to their convenience. They saw some law being too hard, so they reinterpreted it according to their convenience, made it appear permissible, though it was impermissible, but they reinterpreted it on account of their own convenience, not because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will be that group of munafiqeen, and this is how they will be treated. Like we find today, that interest is being consumed, but then it's reinterpreted, and people say, no, it's just financing. And then when we investigate, and we see within, then there is no difference between the financing that is practiced, and the riba, and the interest that is being practiced. Both are identical. So this is the class of munafiqeen that the Quran Sharif discusses here. Then, as for the believers, they will receive a light, and that light will accompany them right until they reach into Jannat. Now this light, the special recipients of the light, who are they? So the hadith speaks about the special recipients of this light. One hadith says that those that walk and come in the dark to the masjid, then promise them and give them the good news. Give them the good news of a complete and a perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. The day that you will need that light the most, then you will get a perfect light, and then that light will be according to your action, proportion to your deeds. Some person's light will be like an entire universe, so great will be the light. Someone's light will be like a mountain, some like a tree. And some will be even weaker according to their deeds, will their lights appear on the day of Qiyamah. Then the hadith says that the person who is constant and regular on his salah, that he gets three promises. One is he gets a light. Number two, he gets a clear proof for his righteousness. And then he gets salvation. Number three, the hadith says, one that recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, then he also will receive a perfect nur. Some say that the light will be stretching from his feet right till the heavens. Such a huge light for the person who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday. Then another hadith speaks about a person reciting Durood Sharif in abundance, then the Durood Sharif also will be a light for that individual. Then the person who does the rituals of Umrah or Hajj and thereafter shaves his hair, then this will also be a light for him. The one who engages in pelting the Jamarat, then he also receives a light. The person who throws an arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will also receive a light. Then, one of the greatest light that will be enjoyed on the day of Qiyamah is for that person who removes the difficulty of a believer. He finds that the believer is in some problem or difficulty, he tries and offers some help to remove the pain, that difficulty, that constraint from the believer. The hadith says that Allah Ta'ala will give him two columns of nur, two columns of light. Each one will be like an entire universe. So great will be the nur. For that person who tried to help out and assist a believer to remove his difficulty and the constraint that he was going through, Allah Ta'ala grant us this perfect nur till we enter into Jannah.